Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
From 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook, Westchester Talk Radio presents a podcast with Houlihan Lawrence, Business Council of Westchester's 2018 Hall of Fame winner. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K. McKay, and our great engineer, my good buddy. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Matt. Please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can also follow us on Instagram. You'll find us at Shark Creative. And yes, we are here at the offices of Houlihan Lawrence here in Rybrook, and it's 800 Westchester Avenue is where they're from. And just to give you some background about them, for 130 years, their team of real estate experts have been the market leader in the northern suburbs of New York City for many, many years. But the main reason that they were the Hall of Fame winner is their give-back culture. And that's something we're going to get into during the show today. And our very first guest we have with us is Nicole Ball. And she's associate real estate broker here with Houlihan Lawrence. And Nicole, it's good to have you with us here today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
How long have you been working here?
I've been working at Houlihan Lawrence for about 6 months.
6 months?
Yes. I'm new. And I've really been having a good experience so far.
So this is your real first venture into the real estate market here?
It is. I've been a lawyer, so I have some background in the field. And I've lived in Rye for over 11 years, so I thought it was a natural fit for me to go into real estate. And so far, so good.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How did being a lawyer prepare you for coming here?
For coming here to Houlihan? Being a lawyer helped me represent my clients, give them confidentiality, give them everything I've got, and the hard work ethic and the background in the law that's related to the contracts and deals that are involved has really helped me.
What's it like to live here? I mean, we can get into the local market, but specifically, what's it like living here?
Living here, I live in Rye, and living here in Rye is like having a home and a vacation home all in one, especially as the summer's approaching right now.
Especially at this time of year, right?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into what the local market is like for you. Again, you've only been on the job 6 months, but kind of give a little synopsis of what the market is like for you.
Sure. There's about 100 homes that are active in Rye City right now, and the average listing price is about $3 million, and the median, I think, is about just over two and a half. And I think it's a good market right now. Homes are sitting on the market a little bit less than they were last year. They're moving more quickly. And I think it's a good time to either buy or sell in Rye and the area.
So it can be a buyer or seller's market. It's an either or right now, from what you see?
I think that's right.
Yeah, so that's kind of like you're getting a read of what the market is like.
Yes, definitely.
Well, so tell us more about what you do here. I mean, even though you've been here for a short time, what specifically do you deal with on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, I'm in the office. I'm marketing. Houlihan Lawrence has fantastic cutting-edge marketing tools available to our clients and available to us as agents to best serve our clients.
And can you get more specific about what makes it so cutting edge, what makes it stand out from other places?
Well, one example, I have a listing on in Greenhaven right now, and it was part of an open house event that Houlihan Lawrence was organizing that was summer escapes because this area is so wonderful to live in the summer. And buyers could open the Waze app and navigate to the open houses that were currently available for Houlihan Lawrence. So that's pretty cutting edge. I think we're one of the first real estate corporations to do something like this.
Very technology driven in terms of the information that people can have at their fingertips if they're looking for a place?
Yes, definitely. All social media, we're pretty much everywhere that a buyer could look, our listings are.
Chance to, you know, really be an educated buyer or a seller. That way they can get a lot of the specs of what they're doing, what they're looking for, if they want to sell or they want to buy. That helps them with that?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, when you're not here working, what's the lifestyle like for you here in this area?
Well, living in this area is amazing. Every day I walk my kids to school in the morning. I could walk over to the office. I can walk to the beach, walk to the train. There's tons of amazing shops and restaurants in Rye. Last night I was out on the beach in bare feet for the start of the Beach Volleyball League that they have at Oakland Beach in Rye, which is a ton of fun. And it's a sporty town as well. My husband and I recently went to an adult dodgeball party, which was, it was a lot of fun. It was something different. And I think there's so much to do. I've been dying to get my stand-up paddleboard out into the Sound. I haven't had a chance this year because of all the rain we've been having and my work schedule has been busy, but I'd say in the next few days, I'm putting the board in and getting out there for the first ride of the season.
Obviously, we'll get more into the specifics about the give back culture, which we said at the top of the show, but are some of the charities that you're involved with in terms of giving back working here at Houlihan Lawrence?
Yes, you know, I am vice president of the board at the Rye YMCA, and when it came time to fundraise for the Y, Houlihan Lawrence is a big supporter, as well as the individual agents within my office. Many contributed to a local event that we just ran, and I was an honorary chair for.
And again, as we said at the very beginning, that give back culture was the big reason you were recognized by the Business Council of Westchester for the Hall of Fame specifically for that. Not just what you do here, but again, giving back to the community is just as important as the real estate aspect, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Nicole, it is great talking to you and continued success to you. Again, you've been in the job a short time, but we wish you a lot of health and happiness.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. That's Nicole Ball, ladies and gentlemen, associate real estate broker with Houlihan Lawrence. Their office is here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. And once again, they are the 2018 winners of the Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting from the offices of Houlihan Lawrence, the 2018 Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame winner. Their offices are here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our great engineer, as always. Want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And now I'm joined by my very next guest here. We are happy to have with us. Her name is Karen Benfin Ransom. She calls herself Karen from Katona, who is here as also a licensed associate broker. And Karen, it's good to have you with us here today.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. How long have you been with Houlihan Lawrence?
For 17 years.
17?
Yes, 17 years. Before that, I was an entrepreneur in Mount Kisco.
And what did you do before that?
I ran a seafood smokehouse, which supplied all the top hotels and restaurants in New York and the United States, and export.
So how did that work prepare you for coming here to Houlihan Lawrence for what you're doing right now? What was the connection?
The connection was I had my real estate license when I was 19 years old, and I thought I'd give it another shot.
Yeah, so you want to get back in?
And I had young children, and this is my way to be home from them, even though everyone else was promising a new career in New York City. And I said, I cannot be away from my children, no matter how easy the commute from Katona is.
Well, how do you find it being a broker on a daily basis working here in Westchester? I mean, is it challenging, exciting? I mean,
it's just wonderful. I'm able to do all my volunteer activities with the three museums on Museum Mile. We've got the Katona Museum, the John Jay Homestead in Carrimore with the Rosen House. It's a busy life, but this is how I meet people, and this is what I love to do.
And for those of you who may not know, we mentioned this at the top of the show, the main reason that Houlihan Lawrence was named the Hall of Fame winner is because of their give-back culture. We'll certainly get into that, too. Now, you come from Katona. Give us a little bit of background of what it's like there.
What can I say? I came up as a student in high school, and my dream came true, and I bought a house there 26 years ago. I raised two children there, a boy and a girl. And they come back from college and now grad school and thank me that they were able to grow up in Katona. There's just so much. For example, tomorrow night is our annual firemen's parade, and after that is the carnival. And then there's always events and things to do at the three museums that I just mentioned. And it's a healthy lifestyle. You get off the train, there are bustling restaurants and bars and great unique shops, not a chain store in sight.
And you talked about Museum Mile earlier with me.
Yes, yes. We have the Katona Museum, which is a world-class restaurant. There's something, museum, sorry. And they have activities for every age. There are toddler stroller tours, there are events. They do so much work with the schools. They have lectures and guest speakers all of the time. There are events out in the garden. It's a whole lifestyle. And then we have the John Jay Homestead, which has a farmer's market on Saturdays, plus world-class lectures on American history. And just a little bit down the road, where both Martha Stewart and Ralph Lauren have their properties, is wonderful Caramore, which was built in the 1920s. And you can visit the Rosen House for a tour and go to concerts there, either in one of the gardens or in the Venetian Theater, where you could listen to jazz, American roots, classical, opera, you name it. And you can picnic while you're listening to the music as well.
It's a really fun and exciting village of Katona, right?
Very. Yeah, very close to transportation. We've got a darling train station. You step off the train, there are great restaurants to greet you. And we're close to 684 and the Sawmill River Parkway.
And the commute for you coming down here, not so bad?
Oh, no. It's just fine. 684 is a great thoroughfare.
Yeah, so very accessible to come down here.
Very accessible.
Yeah, so you've been with Houlihan Lawrence again for 17 years, so you must be the best job you've ever had, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? The reason I enjoy Houlihan Lawrence so much is that I only worked for myself all of my life at my former business, Homaris Incorporated, and I have such great respect for the management and the owners and all of the different tiers of people that I deal with. They're truly professionals. And being an entrepreneur and going to have to work for someone or something or a company could be challenging, but I've always felt right at home because they do things right.
You have that drive, you have that entrepreneurial spirit, and that's what you bring here to Houlihan Lawrence.
I bring it with me, all my business skills, my marketing, my advertising skills, my energy. It's there. It's still with me.
Well, Karen, it is great to meet you, and continued success to you and everybody here at Houlihan Lawrence. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame honor.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it. That's Karen Bevan Ransom, calling herself Karen from Katona. She's a licensed associate broker here at Houlihan Lawrence. That's where we're broadcasting from. Westchester Talk Radio is. Their office is at 800 Westchester Avenue here in Rybrook. That's where we're doing it. My name is Jim Cleefield. Just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More in a moment.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from the offices of Houlihan Lawrence, located here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. And they are the 2018 winners of the Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame. And the reason they are the winners is because of their give-back culture. They've been around for 130 years, if you can believe it. Their team of real estate experts have been among the market leaders in helping the northern suburbs, including Westchester, with all the real estate needs. And that's where we're broadcasting from. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with my buddy, the Mixmaster, Matt Kane, our great engineer. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And I'm pleased to have with us a guest, somebody you have heard before. We met not that long ago. If the name sounds familiar to her, her name is Liz Damiano. And the reason it should be familiar to you, because we talked to her father, Mark Damiano, is well as her because he owns PM Amusements.
Yep.
We had them on not too long ago. Good to see you again, Liz.
Yeah, it's great to be here again. I'm excited.
Now, what do you do here at Houlihan?
So at Houlihan, I am a real estate agent. I work out of the Rye office. Been here for about 2 years now. And it's been a really great experience so far. I love it.
Let's get more into that. What it's been like for you here these 2 years so far. Do you love it?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I grew up in Westchester, always, you know, stayed local, and I really believe in the area that I live in. There's so much great stuff to do, and I really couldn't think of a better way to share that with other people than to help them move here.
So what's it like working with your clients here in Westchester?
It's great. You know, one of the greatest things that I actually really love about Houlihan Lawrence is our digital lifestyle guide, North of NYC. It's one of the first things I send to, you know, newcomers coming from Brooklyn or Manhattan or maybe another state. But I even actually send that to people who maybe they're moving from White Plains up to Katona. It's a really great way to learn about all the different lifestyles that Westchester, Fairfield, Putnam, Dutchess offers. They have a really great interactive map where you can, you know, go on and click and say, like, 4th of July is coming up. They'll let you know where fireworks are happening, new bars, new restaurants. And I really use that wholeheartedly with all of my clients because that's the most important thing.
We talked about it earlier with one of our guests about the fact that Houlihan is kind of on the cutting edge of technology in terms of, you know, smartphone usage, in terms of the buying and the selling, learning about all the different properties out there. Can you talk about that a little bit more for those who may not have heard it?
Yeah. Houlihan is we have a really great way of connecting with buyers and sellers, again, through, you know, our digital lifestyle guide, but also, you know, on the back end, for buyers looking to purchase a new home, we have what's called a home finder. That's a really great way for them to stay on top of the market, you know, everything that's coming on. You see it as it comes on. A really great way for sellers to also stay on top of the market, because just because you're selling your house doesn't mean you don't need to be notified when your neighbor's house comes on or something else in the area. So that's a market snapshot that we use, again, for sellers or really anyone who just kind of wants to stay on top of the market in the area that they live. And again, it's another tool that I use every day.
How about giving back to the community, since that's what Houlihan was really known for and why you were recognized by the Business Council?
Yeah, so in October, Houlihan is a big part of the breast cancer walk that's done in Purchase. And that's something that I actually went to Purchase College, so was always very kind of involved in that. And it's just a really great thing that they've been part of.
Big part of the community.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so you've been here for 2 years now. So where do you see things going forward for you working here?
Well, I mean, I hope to, you know, really just keep building, you know, my clientele. And I really am very passionate about where I live. And I really just kind of hope that I can pass that along to anyone really looking to come up to the area.
Well, Liz, we really appreciate having you on once again. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
And continued success to you and everybody here at Houlihan. And congratulations again on your Hall of Fame honor.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Liz Damigando, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's with Houlihan Lawrence. And that's where we're broadcasting from. Their office is here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rye Brook.
Oh,
the winners of the 2018 Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame. And my name is Jim Cleefield. And just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting from the offices of Houlihan Lawrence. Their office is here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rye Brook. The winners of the 2018 Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame for their charitable giving. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the mixmaster, Matt Kahan, the great engineer. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. And, of course, you can also follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. His name is Arbor Belitimaj. Is that right?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I got it right.
Yes, you did.
I'm trying to pronounce it here.
Thank you.
He is a real estate broker here with Houlihan Lawrence. And Arbor, tell our audience how long you have been working here at Houlihan.
I'm going on my second year with Houlihan.
Second year. Where did you work before this?
So I started out in the Northern Bronx, and I did about a little over a year and a half of sales there. And I was attracted to Houlihan based off of the market share that they had and the lifestyle that they sold.
And what specifically were you selling before you came here? Because it obviously prepared you for working as a broker here at Houlihan, which, you know, you sell and you help the people buy. I mean, tell us specifically what you did.
Yeah, so I started off in a very competitive market. The Northern Bronx and just the Bronx in general really took a real skyrocket in prices. And so it was very competitive there. And I shifted up north with Houlihan because of the fact of the market share that they had and the overall lifestyle experience that they provide for, you know, when I moved to Northern Westchester 12 years ago, everyone said, which company do you buy from? Who do you use? And it was Houlihan. So I instantly went there.
Yeah. So what would you say, like, it's like being a broker on a daily basis? Challenging, exciting? Exactly what's it like on a day-to-day basis for you?
In the Bronx, it was very challenging. At Houlihan, it's very, very easy.
Yeah.
It's very interactive. You work with a lot of agents that want to work with you. And just overall, very, very friendly.
And what do you... What about the clientele? What's it like working with them face-to-face when you meet them?
It's very good. We deal with a lot of great people, and a lot of the times it's already sold because they know Houlihan is a great company, and a lot of great people work there.
So, I mean, when you first got here 2 years ago, how much of a learning curve was it for you transitioning from one aspect of sales to doing what you're doing right now?
There was a great learning curve, starting out in the Bronx, being very, very competitive. I came up to Houlihan, and I got a different feel. I was dealing with more residential when I started working with Houlihan, so I was working with a lot of top agents in the office who taught me a lot of the tricks, and I picked it up very, very quickly.
And for those of you, again, who may not know, again, Houlihan Lawrence was selected by the Business Council of Westchester for the Hall of Fame this year because of their give-back culture. So that being said, Arbor, anything you're involved in specifically in terms of giving back to the community aside from working here?
Yes, so I actually started out with Houlihan, and my first year there, we do a walk in Yorktown. It's with Support Connection, and they actually help women with breast and ovarian cancer. And so at first I had no idea what it was about, and now I'm actually one of their board members, so I just actually joined up with them.
And what's it like? Are you really enjoying that?
Absolutely, yeah. Houlihan's very, very involved with them.
Yeah, that's very important, that community interaction. I mean, that really not just goes with your daily work, but also the fact in the charitable side of things, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So where do you see things going for you here? Now, you've been here 2 years going down the road as you continue to develop in your role here as a broker?
Yeah, the sky is the limit with working with Houlihan. I mean, we have tons of opportunities.
And very exciting working here in Westchester. You have so many different communities you can tap into and a lot of clients, right?
Absolutely. I focus more or less in the Cortland and Peekskill market, but yes, a lot of opportunity.
So kind of like the central Westchester, northern Westchester section is where you deal with the most?
Yep. More or less, I try to focus on the river towns as well.
You do. Well, Arbor, it is a pleasure having you with us, and best of luck to you. And again, congratulations to everybody, Houlihan, on their Hall of Fame honor. Well deserved.
Thank you so much.
That's Arbor Belitimaj, ladies and gentlemen. He's been a real estate broker here for 2 years at Houlihan Lawrence, and we're broadcasting from their offices here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. My name is Jim Cleefield, and just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting from Houlihan Lawrence. Their office is here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. They are the winners of the Business Council of Westchester's 2018 Hall of Fame. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and the Mixmaster, Matt Cahan, the great engineer. Want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. And for those of you who have tuned in, we want to let you know, of course, that for 130 years, Houlihan Lawrence and their team of real estate experts, and we've talked to some of them already, have been the market leader in the northern suburbs here in the real estate market for many, many years, a very, very long time. But again, it's their give back culture is the reason that they were given the Business Council's Hall of Fame winner this year. And we have as our very next guest, we're pleased to have with us Diane Dolinsky-Picard. She is a real estate salesperson. She has told me she's worked here about 4 years at Houlihan. It's good to have you with us, Diane.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us, what's it like working here at Houlihan?
I am having a great ride. My customers and clients, I think I'm making it about as easy as possible in a market which is very hot, and I'm actually thrilled to be here.
And for what I was told, it can be a buyer's and seller's market. It's actually both. I thought it was like one or the other, but I hear it's actually both right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, the devil is in the details. In what we call the pancake flip territory, anything under $1 million, we are getting multiple offers. Monday morning, 16 offers on the table for a listing in my office. I mean, you just have a trouble getting your head around it. But even over $1 million, if you're priced right, it will sell. And you have to be working with a sharp agent, somebody who fills in the details, so that when you're ready to make an offer, you have full information.
So what is the difference between being a broker and a salesperson? Can you kind of distinguish the two here?
Well, I mean, this is a little bit of jargon about licenses. Here's the point. You need a trusted agent. Whether you are going to sell and you're trying to get the most for your nest egg, whether you are changing it up to move out of a school district because you love the county but you don't need the school system, whether you're looking to buy because you expect to have a family, you need someone trusted. I think it's okay to go with a broker or a salesperson, but go with someone who matches your personality, who's aligned with your goals.
So what are some of the frequently asked questions the clients ask of you? I mean, it's dependent really what the situation is.
Well, let's say you're a seller. I've been on quite a few listing appointments. Here's a lovely woman, 54 years in her home, husband's passed. She thinks her home is very unique. She wants to know what she has to do to stage it. She wants to know if she can get top dollar. She wants to know whether she should secure a place to go to before she lists it. She wants to know that at every point I will be helping her because she doesn't have other family members there. Look at the other side. Look at the buyer side. They want to buy something, but maybe they got to sell in Hoboken. Maybe they got to sell in Park Slope. Maybe they're having trouble competing against offers which are 30% down because they're 10% down. They need to work with somebody who, both in terms of real estate and legal issues, can time those offers so they're not renting in a tiny hovel with two kids screaming underfoot. So again, let's be realistic. Let's have a trusted advisor who will lay out the next steps so you don't even have to conceive of the next questions.
So how about giving back to the community? Any involvement that you have on that end?
I am a huge one for that. I believe you live in the nest you feather. I believe if you do good by people, eventually things come back. I can tell you people who have known me for decades, out of the blue, will call me. I have events. I do direct marketing. I do all kinds of things to promote my business, but the bottom line is I try to be the neighbor and the community-minded person who gives back. I have to say there was a tragedy in my family more than 3 decades ago, and my parents taught me. We established a charity to benefit Westchester adolescents, and we raised a ton of money, and we gave back. And I try to live those values. If you want to be part of a good community, be that community-minded citizen.
Well, so you really have a good balance here, and challenging, exciting every day that you work here?
It is. I have to tell you, I have 3 young adults at home, ages 21, 19, and 18, just because, you know, it's college break. I barely see them. I barely see the girlfriends and boyfriends. I wake up in the morning ready to go. I have a list in my mind of my priorities, whether I'm doing listing appointments, whether I'm doing showings, whether I'm doing broker open houses, whether I'm downloading CSV files. I actually love what I do, and I kind of feel my kids will see that energy, and I don't have to hold their hand at this age, because my clients give me a really something to be passionate about. I feel that way about real estate.
And you sound like you mean it. Well, Diane, it's great to meet you. And congratulations to you and everybody here at Houlihan Lawrence on the Hall of Fame honor. And best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. And to you, too.
We've been speaking with Diane Dolinsky-Picard, real estate salesperson for 4 years here at Houlihan Lawrence. And we're broadcasting there from their offices at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. And we'll be back with more in just a minute.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from Houlihan Lawrence. Their office is located here at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rybrook, and they are the 2018 winners of the Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame for their charitable giving efforts. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster Matt Kane, the great engineer. I want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, and Salem Golf Club. And please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You certainly can. We are at Shark Creative. And again, we are broadcasting here from Houlihan Lawrence, and we've been chatting with some of the real estate brokers and salespeople, and we have a couple more joining us right now on set. First of all, to my immediate right, we have Gary Klein, who is Associate Real Estate Broker, Regional Manager, and Certified Real Estate Appraiser with Houlihan. And to his right is Brian Lanza, who's a real estate salesperson, and he's also Commercial Investment Real Estate Certified. And good to have you gentlemen both with us today.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us here. It's a great opportunity to talk a little bit about what we're doing here at Houlihan Lawrence Commercial Group.
Well, let's get into what you have here about the real estate market in general. How are things shaking out there?
Well, it's been a really robust market. You know, certainly the economy for commercial real estate helps tremendously. We're still in a relatively low interest rate environment, so there are a lot of buyers out there. We're a little bit product starved, but we seem to be moving along pretty well.
So would you say it's a combination of a buyer's and seller's market? It is pretty hot out there from what I was told earlier.
It's very hot. I mean, similar to what's going on in the residential world, the commercial world is really, as I said, product starved. I mean, we have very little inventory. We have a lot of buyers looking for all asset classes in terms of retail investments, multifamily, and warehouse properties to purchase. On the leasing side, there's been a real uptick in Westchester, especially in the downtowns for office property and in the outlying areas for warehouse properties.
And how about some new developments that may be coming online? That's one area that Houlihan specializes in.
Yes, we absolutely. We handle a lot of the builder-developer work out there. So we work with property owners and sellers in terms of putting properties out to market. We work with buyers in terms of getting properties approved and market analyses. We work very closely. Houlihan Lawrence has one of the preeminent project marketing departments, so we have the ability to go to a developer and tell them exactly what can be built in that marketplace, what they're going to sell for on a price per square foot basis, how they're going to absorb, all of those sort of matrices that the developers look for in the market.
So where would you say, what part of Westchester is the market the strongest right now in terms of sections of Westchester?
So I think at this point, the what they call the TOD, transit-oriented development sectors, so the areas of downtown White Plains, areas of New Rochelle, Yonkers, Portchester, Peekskill, those areas by the train are absolutely blowing up. People want to be near transportation. They want to be near entertainment. They want to be near dining. It's Westchester is sort of in the golden age of coming into this live, work, play environment that Manhattan has had, you know, for the past 50 years, and it's finally coming up here.
We were at an event that I think was real estate related not too long ago, and from what I gathered and gleaned from the information is that millennials are part of that hot market about that live, work, play. They want to come here. They want to work here. They want to live here and do all that, right?
So millennials absolutely drive the market because they are the brain power for the businesses that look to, you know, employ them and feed off them. But another sector of that marketplace is really the empty nesters who are looking to downsize their homes, get into something that's, you know, less maintenance intensive. They can close the door, go to another property that maybe they own in Florida or in Arizona, and they are every bit as much of a market for these downtown developments as the millennials.
Now I want to bring in Brian. He's a real estate salesperson. Brian, tell us more about what you do. How long have you been here at Houlihan?
Sure. Going on my third year here at the commercial group. Work with a lot of investors looking to source property. Really, what I've been noticing over the last year or two is the cap rate evaluations of what type of cap rates investors are trying to focus on and what properties are trading at. And, you know, overall, I think that we've been seeing cap rates of between 6 to 7.5% being on average the norm of what a property trades at.
So what do you see out there on a daily basis working in your position? Tell us what it's like.
Yeah, no, I mean, working with a lot of tenants looking to move into spaces, either expanding or our first-time businesses looking to start off. It's exciting. You know, we're working with breweries looking to come out of Long Island City, and we're working with a lot of different tenants from, you know, what other tenant? I mean, we're really working with just a bunch of retail tenants that are looking to expand as well.
So let's talk about something else here again for those who have tuned in here. Again, the reason Houlihan Lawrence was the winner of the 2018 Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame is for their charitable giving efforts. Maybe either one of you can talk more about that, because, I mean, that's a great honor you had.
So Houlihan's been for many, many years a supporter of a lot of different organizations and not-for-profits in the county. I know we've done every year, we've done the walk, the cancer walk in Rye that we've supported. We've been a top fundraiser for that. The company very much has a philosophy of giving back to the communities that we work in. I'm certainly involved in my local organizations. I sit on the board of my local community group. I'm also going to be on the board of the United Jewish Appeal. So the brokers are certainly incentivized to give back to the community.
And Brian, anything specifically that you do charitable wise while you're working here?
Well, just trying to attend as many conferences as possible, just trying to get myself out there as well, but. Nothing specific.
And you find the job exciting, challenging? What's it like for you as a salesperson?
It's very exciting. I really do enjoy it. Learning under Gary, I know he's been in the business for over 30 years. A lot of knowledge that I'm picking up.
Well, Brian and Gary, we appreciate your joining us, and thanks a lot, and continued success to you at Houlihan.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us on.
And again, we've been speaking with Gary and Brian, both with Houlihan Lawrence, and that's where broadcasting from Westchester Talk Radio is, from their offices at 800 Westchester Avenue. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back in a minute.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting here from the offices of Houlihan Lawrence at 800 Westchester Avenue in Rye Brook. And they are the 2018 winners of the Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame for their charitable giving efforts. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host and the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and the great engineer. Wanted to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got it. And don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. Our final guest for the proceedings today, we have with us Betsy Rennell. Is that right?
Yes, that's me.
She's a real estate salesperson with Houlihan. And how many years have you been with them, Betsy?
Not even a year. 3 months.
3 months. So what's it been like since you started?
Fantastic. It's a great company. I started with the training program, and it's just been a supportive and kind and very generous experience so far. And I've already got 2 deals in contract.
And what's it like doing the training program? Kind of get into the specs about this.
It's fantastic. They give us everything from marketing, from how to establish yourself as an agent for people who don't understand social media just yet. They give you the social media perspective and the needs for that. They give you all the tools that you need to succeed, and they want you desperately to succeed. They're very supportive.
And being a salesperson, what's it like dealing with clients out there?
Fantastic. Clients are wonderful. And I'm, you know, people who are in this business are in it for the people. We love houses, of course, and apartments and all that, but we're mainly in it for the people. So we love our people.
And in the short time you've been with them, like any specific questions that they ask you on a daily basis, let's say if they're interested in buying or selling some property?
What's the lowest I can get the property for?
Yes. Well, it's a very hot market. It's very competitive, I understand, whether you're a buyer or a seller. Is that right?
Correct. And I'm in the Bedford office, so we serve Northern Westchester. And that is about 20% down from last year, believe it or not. But I find that the people who are putting their house on the market, the sellers and the buyers who are coming out to look at them, are very serious. And I feel that in our neck of the woods, deals are to be made.
And there is a deal to be out there.
Absolutely. Right now, especially. I mean, people who have their house on the market really do want to sell. They're not testing the waters.
Yeah.
They're in it to sell.
I mean, they really got to do their homework to make it as saleable as possible, that particular property?
Absolutely. I mean, we have the top agent in our office, Angela Kessel. She makes these people rehab their whole property, and they get sold very, very quickly because of everything she knows. She's like the house doctor. She makes you take out all your personal effects. She makes you paint it beautiful neutral colors. She makes you clean out the furniture. I mean, that lady really knows how to sell a house, and it's amazing, and she's someone that we should all sort of watch for and watch out for, and in a good way. She's fantastic.
Yeah, so again, you're getting clients out there.
Yes.
They have a lot of questions, and again, the market is pretty much hot out there for most of Westchester, right?
Yes, Lower Westchester, of course, because it's closer to the city. It's always been a hotter market, and I would say, though, if weekenders are coming back up, even empty nesters who want to downsize or just want a more quiet, peaceful property are coming up to our neck of the woods in Bedford, Pound Ridge, Katona, North Salem, South Salem, and all the surrounds.
And how about the millennials? They're also part of the hot market,
too?
They're
up there, too. They're buying sort of under $1 million for the most part. And I would say the hot price point, just to step away from your question for a second, is $700,000 to $999,000. That is the key price point to be in. Houses are trading for above ask in that range or selling very quickly in that range. And the millennials are buying in that range. Also, if they can afford it, of course, they're buying, you know, above $1.5 million, too. But they're out there. You know, it's their time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place for them to come, right?
Of course.
Never a better time than they are now.
No, it's beautiful, and they appreciate it. Most of them are moving out of the city or out of Brooklyn. We have a lot of Brooklynites coming up to Mount Kisco, which is fantastic. And a lot of city folks are coming up to Bedford and all of that because they want the peace and quiet. They want an acre of land or more. They want that.
Now, again, one of the things we've also focused during the show, why Houlihan Lawrence was so recognized by the Business Council, is for their charitable giving efforts, their giving back. Anything specifically that you're involved with in that area?
Oh, yes. So I am on the events committee of the Bedford Historical Society. I'm also on the educational committee of the Bedford Historical Society. I work with the Neighbor to Neighbor Association in Pound Ridge, which helps out the elderly residents of Pound Ridge and getting them to their doctor's appointments and, you know, visiting them and very sweet things like that. I'm also on the Junior League of Northern Westchester. We do a lot of endeavors to support and enliven Northern Westchester. and I'm on something else, and I'm totally forgetting it. But I really spread myself around, and I enjoy it very, very much.
Yeah, as I said, you know, charitable giving, I mean, is just as much a part of the success of a business as the real estate aspect itself. I mean, it's a balance, right?
Absolutely. You must give back. You know, there's that expression, to those who much has been given, much is expected.
And if anybody wants more information, the best thing for them to do is to go on the website, hulahandlawrence.com, for whatever questions they might have or what their needs may be.
Correctly, and they can, They can also just look up the agent that they're interested in. So for me, it would be Betsy Ronell. You know, for Brian, it would be Brian Lanza, anyone at the HoulihanLawrence.com website.
Well, Betsy, we appreciate talking to you, and congratulations to everybody here at Houlihan on the honor, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Wonderful company to be part of, and thanks for your time.
Thank you. Betsy Ronell, ladies and gentlemen, real estate salesperson with Houlihan Lawrence, and again, the winners of the 2018 Business Council of Westchester's Hall of Fame for this year. And that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield. Hope you've enjoyed the show and found it very informative as well. And again, on behalf of my entire crew, Matt Kay and our great engineer, Matty the K, and also Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thanks to you as well. And to all of you at home, we appreciate everything about your listening, too. We really appreciate having you as our audience. And again, this has been Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. And we hope you enjoy the show. This is Jim Cleefield saying so long. We will see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.